Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm asking the question, has fear gotten in the way of you asking questions that you need answers to in your life to ultimately get clarity and to understand where you stand, whether it's in a relationship, romantic, friendship, work opportunity, or any other situation that you need answers and less questions? You know, it's interesting when we have fear. Fear is one of those things that keeps us back. It keeps us in limbo. It keeps us in a state of unknown. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know the future. And we do that because we're scared about what's going to be said. If we ask the question, are we going to get the answer we want? If we ask the question, does it put us out there? If we ask the question, does it take away from us? Fear is like a monster in the closet, like when you were a kid, or underneath your bed. It's not really there, but you get scared, you don't even want to look. Are we ready to take that chance to open that closet door, or to look underneath that bed symbolically, and take the chance to ask the question, and to overcome that fear? Well, if you listen to this show, and you listen to Live Your True Life, you'll gain the energy and the power and the stamina you need to ask the question. You'll stop waiting and you'll pull off that Band-Aid. I find that many of us are scared to ask the question or to solve a problem because of the fear of the answer, fear of the solution. The fear keeps us waiting. It keeps us waiting in the wings, wondering, analyzing, questioning. And as we wait, that fear begins to grow. And as it grows, it gets more intense, and with more intensity, it gets more scary, and with more of the intensity and more of the scared, we just kind of want to just don't even deal with it. But the problem is that as we don't deal with something, it gets bigger, it gets larger than life, and it begins to take over our life in every single area of our life. It becomes overwhelming, it becomes stressful. It leads to anger, sadness, resentment, and it takes away from our self-esteem and our self-worth. I ask you, are you in limbo because of something? Are you uncertain with something in your life, but you don't want to rock the boat? Is there a question that you have, an opportunity you want, or a problem solved? If you fall into one of those categories or something similar, we're going to begin this discussion to really help you to understand what to do, how to overcome that fear, and how to ask the question that you've wanted to ask for quite some time. So let's begin this discussion here on Live Your True Life Perspectives by really educating ourselves on the situations that we tend to put on the back burner, the situations that we kind of put behind us because of the fear of the outcome. You know, the first thing is asking someone for specific help. I find it very interesting, don't you, when somebody says, oh, let me help you, or I'll help you, or whatever you need, just let me know. Just let me know. And we go, oh, yeah, thanks for the help. Thanks for that. We never take them up on it. We never go for it because, one, what? We're scared that it's really not true. We fear it to be only words and not real consideration for following up with action. Another situation that we tend to put on the back burner is applying for that job or that raise or the better job in the company in the fear that we won't get it. Another is asking somebody if they will exclusively date you or marry you or move in with you, and scared to really ask because scared of the outcome. Also, sending out contracts or finalization papers of any sort in business dealings with folks because you don't know if they're going to follow through. The fear of not following through. Or another, asking someone for guidance or support. And the fear of maybe it not being given. And maybe finding out the reality of a relationship or friendship that you thought was good or solid that may or may not be solid. And so why do we keep putting things off? Why is it that we keep putting these things off? And I think some of this is self-explanatory, but some of it, is it or is it not? Because I think one of the biggest reasons that we put it off and we don't say anything is because we have the fear of what you find out, the fear of the answer. We're scared to know the answer. We're scared to know the ramifications of the situation. Will this go my way? Will it not go my way? How are these things going to happen? Hoping that it'll rectify itself is another thing that a lot of us fall into that category. We just hope that things are going to rectify themselves, life's going to get good, everybody's going to sing kumbaya, and everything's going to work out just fabulous. And often, well, it doesn't. We sit in limbo and we wait, and it doesn't get better. It doesn't change. We still have confusion and questions. And as time rolls by, we begin to feel as though we're wasting our time. We begin to feel angry and resentment. And eventually, we just blurt it out. And it's normally not in a very good fashion. And I found that that fear, that stuff that keeps us holding us back, is something that most of us all deal with. You know, another thing that holds us back, or the reason why we put it off, is because we're hoping another person will actually allow clarity in our life, that they will be the one that provides the clarity, that we don't have to do anything. We can just sit back and let them form the clarity, and it's all going to come into fruition, and everything's going to come to pass, and life is great, and I don't really have to do anything. But that doesn't work. When we wait for other people to provide clarity, we're giving all of our power and everything to that person and hoping and praying that they come up with some sort of solution at some point in the free world before we die. Okay? And what I've found is that sometimes I've done that, but usually what happens in that situation is nothing is figured out, or if it is figured out, it's definitely not going in my favor. Okay? And I'm not saying that everything has to go in our favor, because we have to really think about, what does our favor mean? What does it mean for something to go into your favor? Just because somebody says no, is that really not good? Just because somebody says no, is that the end of the world? No. But it depends on the way we look at it. You know, oftentimes we have these thought processes of how we want our life to be, the things we want in our life, the people we want in our life, and very rarely do we realize that some people just have to exit stage right. Some opportunities can't come to fruition. Some opportunities with certain people can't come to fruition. Some things need to be changed. Directions need to be changed. Something has to give to get to where we need to go to make the most of the situation that we've been given. Very powerful stuff. Very powerful. And that's what I think is so interesting, is that a lot of times we label something as being positive or negative. But in reality, is it really positive or negative, or is it the way that it has to be? And when you really take a step further from that position and you realize there really is no positive and negative, it's just about direction, or, you know, when somebody says no, it's about taking that energy and repurposing it into another direction, taking that energy and really taking time to focus on oneself to realize what we want to do. To realize that, well, you know what, it's not going this direction, so I need to basically, you know, circle the wagons and figure out what needs to be done, and I have time and clarity to do that. But when we give the responsibility without even saying to somebody else, it's like giving responsibility to someone else to pick out where you're going to eat dinner at, but you never say that you're giving them the responsibility. You never even say that the ball's in their court, and you just stay quiet and wait for them to make a decision, when in reality, they might not even be hungry. And you see where we are? We're in a catch-22. If they're not hungry, you're definitely not going to dinner. And the funny thing is, you're definitely not going to go where you want because you never spoke up. Now, there's a you know, a contention there that, you know, they might not want to go with you and you have to go to the restaurant alone. But is that a big deal in the beginning? And I'm all talking figuratively right here. Okay, this is all symbolic. Going to the restaurant by yourself could be very painful. The breakup could be very painful. The division of partnerships in a business could be very painful. But in the end, it leads to some sort of future endeavor that would not have succeeded had the other stuff not blown up. Another interesting thing about putting things on the back burner, putting things off, is that we feel perhaps it was just going to get better on its own. This whole situation is going to heal on its own. It's going to figure itself out. When was the last time you broke your leg and it totally healed perfectly with no problems, no medical help, and not going to the hospital? Well, probably didn't happen. But that's how we deal with our emotional situations. That's how we deal with our relationships. There's a broken leg and we go, you know what? I'm just going to not go to the hospital. I'm gonna just let it heal on its own. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to put any ice on it. I'm just going to let it do what it's got to do. And I find often we fall into that category because of the fear. Because we don't want to take the power position. Because we're scared of being in that power position and where we might go if we actually wield the power for good. Don't miss The Celebrity Perspective on Biz TV. Go to biztv.com. Be able to watch the episodes of The Celebrity Perspective where celebrities share with you real-life situations, things that we've all been through, and how they dealt with it and how they were able to eventually overcome it. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Your old dog got a hitch in their giddy up. They may be suffering from inflammation and joint pain. Help them out and give them all natural Precious Paws. It's vet approved and has no dangerous side effects. Get nature's most powerful blend in one beef flavored tablet. It's available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They'd do it for you. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com. That's PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you looking for a new show to watch? Love seeing celebrities talk about their real life stuff instead of just hearing like popcorn questions about how much money they made at the box office last year? Don't you like to actually hear real conversations and see your celebrities really talking about real hard-hitting issues? Look no further. The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon Prime. Just search for The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon. If you're not an Amazon Prime member, you can take a 30-day trial and watch the show for free. The Celebrity Perspective with Ashley Burgess on Amazon Prime.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Are you in a current relationship, a marriage, a friendship, maybe a partnership agreement at work or between jobs, and you really want to ask a question, you want to rectify the situation, you want to have solution to your situation, but you're so scared to ask the proper questions that you're in limbo? Do you feel lost? And are you scared to ask what you need because of the fear of the answer? Oftentimes, we're scared to get clarity because we're fearful of what might be said. We're fearful of what the other person's going to tell us. We're fearful about what the outcome's going to be. And because of that, we'd rather stay in limbo, which makes us feel anger, resentment, sadness, depression. We feel uncertain of what's going to happen next in our life. We get overwhelmed. And we feel as though life's happening to us instead of we are actually co-creating our life. You know, right before the break, I began talking about why we keep putting these things off. Why we put them off. What's the reasoning? And when we put them off, we put these things off for reasons. We put these things off because we're scared. We don't want to know the outcome necessarily. We think that, you know, if we just keep putting it off, it's going to heal itself. If we put it off, somebody else is going to add clarity. If we put it off, somebody else can rectify it. You know what I'm saying? If we put it off, we put it off, because then we don't have to find out what's going to be said, because we're so fearful of the answer to our question. You know, another thing to think about is that we're fearful that we won't get the answer we want. We're fearful that they're going to respond back in a way that we don't want them to respond. We're scared that they're going to respond back that way, where we're going to feel empty and sad, and we've waited all this time and didn't get the answer that we wanted. You know, right before the break, I was really talking about it, what is the answer we want? What is good? What is bad? You know, oftentimes we label if somebody breaks up with it that it's bad. It's really bad. But is it bad? Yeah, initially it doesn't feel good. Initially it's very painful. Initially, it's very sad and it's hard to overcome. There might be some resentment and some anger and a lot of fear. But over time, we begin to realize that that relationship was probably not meant to be. Had we gone down that path of that relationship, we'd probably be very unhappy and eventually getting a divorce. When it comes to partnerships and business, when we find out that somebody is not who they say they are, when we find out that somebody never had the reality to invest in something or to do something, it's painful. We feel bamboozled. We feel lied to. We feel cheated. But wouldn't you rather know that now than to get full on business with somebody that really is not up to any good or is not going to fulfill their obligation or you can't trust their word? You know, oftentimes we see these as bad things when somebody says no, or they fall apart, or they don't follow up with the deal, or they skip town, or they ghost you, or whatever. But in reality, yes, we want to know the answers. Why did they do it? We want to be the sleuth, the private eye. well, what was really going on? When in reality, it's like we got to stop reading the self-help books about everybody else's problems, and we need to figure out what we got going on. You know, I found that fear also keeps us away from our truth. The more fear we have about a situation, the more it magnifies. The more it magnifies, the more we actually get more fearful and scared, and the more it actually takes us off target from where we actually need to be. And I found that some of the smallest little things can become so overwhelming and so stressful that it gets into every single area of our life. It contaminates every single area of our life. And we don't know what to do because, again, we're in limbo. We feel disturbed. We feel a bit of depression. We feel sadness because why? Because we don't know what to do. We don't know what we're supposed to do. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what they're going to do because we haven't asked the questions to know the answers that we need to find out. So what do we do? What do we have to recognize? What do we have to understand? What are some theories, thoughts, and ideas that can take us out of a place of fear, out of a place of being powerless, and places in a place that we have power and that we begin to dissipate the fear? Well, on this show, we deal with the situation, we deal with the issue, we deal with the problem, but we always have solutions. Real world working solutions. And that's what's great because, yeah, there's fear, but guess what? We can make changes and we can have a solution to the situation and overcome it, get past it, and move on with our life. So let's begin talking about the things that we want to realize, that we need to realize to overcome the waiting game. To overcome this normalcy of, well, I'll sit back and wait and see what happens. I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to say something that I can't take back. I don't want to, you know, make people feel one way or another. I want to just be nice. But, you know, I've realized recently in a situation that I was dealing with that I was waiting on everybody to make decisions. I was waiting on everybody else's time schedule and not my own. And the funny thing about it is a person actually thought that I was wishy-washy. They actually felt like I didn't have my act together when I was just trying to wait on everybody else. But then I realized from the outside looking in, maybe that's true. I'm supposed to be in charge of this. I'm supposed to take care of it. They shouldn't be waiting for me. I should go in and execute what needs to be done and then see what happens. And I think most of it, right, was the fear that it's not going to work out with them. The fear that it's not going to happen. The fear that this opportunity is not going to coalesce with these folks. And the fear of having to go elsewhere or the fear of dealing with that. And I accept that. I fully accept that. And I realize that now. But now I've realized as well that we have to overcome that fear. We have to overcome that inner struggle to be able to get that clarity we need. I mean, I'm sure that many of us are struggling with something in our life. You may be struggling something right now that you really don't realize, but now you're starting to understand that it's about the clarity. It's about understanding where you stand. The outcome might get to be pushed out because isn't it better to know where you stand than to wonder? So the first thing that I think that's important to realize, the first thing that we want to realize to overcome the situation of waiting is to realize that they're either going to do it or they're not. They're either going to agree or disagree. Okay? It's just the way it is. And yes, some people will give you a wishy-washy answer because they don't want to say one way or another. But in those situations, you kind of got to look at it and say, well, they're leaning to the side of no. When they do that, that means that they don't really want to take the position either. They don't want to rock the boat, but they really don't want to do it either. They don't want to continue it. They don't want to continue the relationship. They don't want to continue the opportunity. They don't want to do the business structure. They don't want to be whatever. And so we realize that they're either going to go for it, they're either going to do it or not. And if we know that, I think eventually you got to get them to answer in a way that makes sense and has clarity. Is it hard? Yes. Is it hard to pull off the Band-Aid? Does it hurt? It's not hard, but it hurts. How long does it sting? Well, it stings, but for very long, no. And we're dealing with the same thing. Yes, a relationship can sting. But subconsciously, the reason why you've waited for so long might be the fact that you kind of knew subconsciously that it wasn't going to work. I mean, think about it. Subconsciously, we wait a lot of times because we know something may or may not work with somebody. And that's unfortunate, too. And sometimes that could just be our fear. It's not about that it's not going to work or not. It's just our fear, you know, messing with our head, getting in the way of us asking the question when the answer might be yes. The answer could be yes the whole time, and they've been waiting for you to ask it. And because of the fear of not wanting to deal with the negativity or the fear of not wanting to deal with the other answer stepped in the way and kept you from asking the question that you could have been moving down the road. You could have literally taken the time to really put that time into something else. Because anytime we have fear and panic in our life, we have confusion and uncertainty. We also, it leads to every other area in our life where we feel that. We feel desperate. And that also gets into every other area of our life. You know, by the way, you know, FYI, we cannot compartmentalize emotions in our life. It's just not there. I mean, just emotion is going to get into everything. It's just like water. When there's like a water leak, water goes everywhere, every crevice, everything. Okay, there's no place that's safe. It's the same thing with our emotions. When we have an overwhelming emotion of scaredness or sadness or anxiety, it permeates the way we feel. It permeates our actions and our attitudes and how we present ourselves to other people. And it takes over, especially when it's a negative feeling. Because, you know, think about it. One person can give you all the positive kudos. They can give you 9 affirmations, but they say one negative thing to you. And that negative thing sticks with you for the rest of your life until you actually deal with it. When I return, I'm going to be talking about the other things to realize, the things to realize to overcome this waiting game and to take your power back and to also make the best use of your time on this planet. If you haven't already, check out my YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and search Ashley Burgess. Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. New videos up every single week. Deep, thoughtful content that'll help you deal with anything from relationship struggles to issues with your boss. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes. A total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about fear. Has fear gotten in the way of you clarifying situations in your life? Has fear gotten in the way of you asking the questions that you need answers to, and has kept you in a state of limbo? You know, oftentimes when we're scared of the outcome, we're scared about what somebody's going to say, we're scared. It's that fear. We have a tendency of putting it on the back burner. Maybe it'll work itself out. Maybe they'll come to an answer. Maybe it'll all get figured out. Maybe the clarity will just show up out of the blue and life will be great. But how often does that happen? How often does that happen? And I've realized that there are things that we need to realize to overcome this waiting game, the things that we need to take into consideration, the stuff that we need to understand, right, to overcome this. And right before the break, I was talking about how we have to realize that they're either going to do it or not. They're either going to say yes or no. And if we get an answer from them that's, well, it's kind of squirrely and not really an answer, but more of a question, then we know that they really don't want to do it, but they just don't want to say it. And if somebody says one thing and does another, there's your answer as well. Actions speak louder than words. Even though oftentimes it's interesting how in our human dynamic, we have a tendency of looking toward other people's comments and words and taking those as golden, and not actually even looking at their actions when the actions are the exact opposite. Like they might say that they love us or respect us or care for us. They might say that we're their best friend, but their actions speak volumes on how that is just not true. And I find that one of the biggest things to look for if you are not asking the questions is look at the actions of the other person. What does it speak to you? People can't hide their actions. They can't hide their body language, okay? Unless they are a trained CIA or FBI operative, they cannot hide their body language. You can know how somebody feels, but you gotta ask the questions too. It's very interesting when we get clarity in our life, the power that that clarity provides. You know, another thing is the longer you wait, the more angry, sad you'll be when things don't go your way, in quotations. Or the way you wanted it to go, right? Which is better. Because oftentimes we want something to go a certain way. And when it doesn't, we're upset, we're angry, we're sad. We feel like we got bamboozled. You know, it's so sad. I can't believe this happened. And the longer we wait, the more upsetting it becomes. You know, a really good example, and I know that this example is something that many of us have heard about before, but I think it lends itself to a great understanding, is when you have someone that's been engaged or been in a relationship with someone for a very long time and they want to get married and they're waiting for the other person to pop the question, and it's been years and years and years and time is ticking away and they want to have children too. And they don't ask the question. They keep waiting and waiting and waiting, and finally they've been there for so long that the opportunities that they wanted are starting to go by, and they finally asked the question, and the person never wanted to get married. And they could have learned that information a long time ago, but they didn't. They were too scared. They were too fearful to ask the question. And all those years that could have been figured out, all that time that could have been presented in a way or projected into somebody else or something that could have been more redeemable is not there. And I know that that's a simple example, but other examples are, you know, waiting for different things, waiting for opportunities that never come, you know, not applying for the job because we're scared of the outcome. What if we don't get the job? not reaching out to that person because we're scared that they're not going to reach back. Not asking for that help because we feel like they're just saying those words, but they don't really mean that they want to help us. All those things. I mean, we can ask powerful questions and get answers. Are you really my friend? Are we really in a relationship? Can we be in a closed relationship? Are we going to get married? All these questions. Are we going to partner up in this business? And can you work this way? Da, da, da. All these questions with important answers. But we can't get the answers if we don't ask the questions. Another thing to realize to overcome the waiting game is the more time wasted hoping and not asking. You could have been spending that time with others who really do want to help you, want to support you, want to be there for you. And this is very powerful because we only have a short time here on this planet. We only have a short time here. So we can't just be throwing out our years willy-nilly here, waiting for things to happen and not asking the question and not moving forward with action. I found that the more time we waste, whether it's in a relationship or whether it's in a business or in a dead-end job, those are the things that we regret later on down the road. Is it painful to ask the question? Is it painful to rip off the Band-Aid at the time? Yes! But wouldn't you rather rip the Band-Aid off now, year 2 or year 4 or year 7 than year 15, year 20? Isn't that a better place to be, to have that little bit of pain that you have to deal with, to not deal with a lifetime of regret? And I feel like now more than ever, in this time in our life, in this awakening period, it's time to pull off those Band-Aids and find out where people stand. This information is valuable. And if we don't have the information, we can't make the right decisions. We're making decisions in the dark. If you don't know the answers to those important questions and you're spending time willy-nilly, it's like you're in a dark room where every single window is completely covered with black paint and it's completely dark in there and you are muddling around looking for something, okay? It's not going to be easy. You have no answers. You have no clarity. It's complete darkness. You don't know where to go. It's time to turn on the lights. It's time to open the windows. It's time to ask the questions that need to be asked. And you know what? It's a powerful place to be. Do we always get the answer we want? No. And so we have to really change around. What is the answer we want? Into clarity is the answer that I want. Clarity is what I want. That's what I want to feel. That's what I want to get. The next thing to realize to overcome the waiting game is to move on with your life. A lesson learned, I consider, is not really necessarily lost time. However, I think there's a time limit to waiting around with uncertainty. There's a time limit for waiting around in uncertainty. What is that? Willy-nilly? No answers? Fear? Stress? Scares? Scarcity? All those types of things that, to me, that's not something I want to harbor. I don't want to have any of that. I don't want any more of that. I don't need any more of that. So in order to move on with our life and to learn the lesson we need to learn, we need to get over it, ask the questions, learn the lesson, and move on. Because if we're just standing there waiting around, we're not gaining anything of value. We're just gaining that regret. That regret about that time that we spent that we could have spent much better doing something else than sitting there waiting for somebody else to decide the answers to our questions and decide our fate. You know, last but not least on the things to realize is you finally know where you stand. You finally know where you stand, and that's a good thing. And it's not something to be angry or sad about, but you know where other people stand as well. And you know where the situation is, okay? And I think that's a powerful place to be, because when I understand where I stand and I understand where everybody else stands, I'm in a much more powerful position than I was with uncertainty. I'm in a much better position than being in that dark room, fumbling around, looking for the light fixture that I can't find. And I found that when we ask these questions and we find out where we stand in every relationship we're in, whether it's a business relationship, whether it's with the boss, whether it's with coworkers, possibly a romantic relationship, maybe a friend or a best friend or whatever that we consider, however we label these folks, it's powerful to understand where we stand and where that other person stands to make decisions to either continue going down the same route or to moving on with our life. Very powerful stuff. But in order to be powerful in our life, we have to have the answers to facilitate a powerful position. Without those answers, we cannot move on with our life. You know, when people talk about closure, to me, closure is one of the things we're talking about. That's one of the things right there, closure. You know, when people say, well, I want closure, they didn't say this, they didn't say that. Now, sometimes you can't get closure from that person. Sometimes you have to provide yourself closure. Okay, sometimes you have to provide yourself closure because that other person's no longer around. You know, maybe they're dealing with a situation, maybe they don't want to speak to you, whatever. Maybe they've passed away. So how do you get closure in that situation? And I think this is a very valuable thing because this is asking those questions and getting those answers, but this is asking those questions internally. And when I return, I'll be talking about how you get closure from yourself, from a situation that involved other people, where the other people aren't still around to give you that closure. It's going to be very powerful for some of you who have broken up with folks, divorced, maybe lost a loved one, and you weren't able to really get that closure. It's time to deal with it now. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
Help your aging dog regain their flexibility and mobility they had when they were young. Give them all natural Precious Paws hip and joint relief to reduce inflammation and feel better with no dangerous side effects. Works for working dogs and injured dogs too. It's vet approved and available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you dealing with a spouse who you suspect or has been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder? Are you unsure of what to do and feel as though you're walking on broken glass? Need direction to proceed with your life? I specialize in working with BPD and the victims of it. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, and send me a message. I'll respond within 24 hours, and we'll set up our first session together so that you can get some true and authentic perspective.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Be safe and sound.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about fear. Asking you, when was the last time that you let fear get in the way of asking the questions that you needed to ask to get the answers that you needed to have clarity in your life? You know, whether that's in a relationship, a romantic relationship, a friendship, a business situation, a business partnership, and the list goes on. You know, oftentimes because of our fear, because we don't recognize what we need to overcome to get past the waiting game, we stay in flux. We stay there. We stay stuck. We don't want to rock the boat. We want them to figure it out. We don't want to ask the questions that we need the answers to, even though we're just wasting time, waiting it out, getting more angry, getting more stressful, letting that permeate every area of our life. And then oftentimes either getting the answer we wanted, that's great, or getting the answer we didn't want and realizing, well, it was a lesson learned, but I sat there for so long. And all that time waiting in my uncertainty, when I could have taken that moment, I could have taken those years and put it into something else instead of uncertainty and fear. So one of the things that I found about fear is people talk about they want closure, whether it's in a relationship with a parent or a romantic relationship or a friendship that, well, it didn't turn out quite well. And the person's no longer there to be spoken with. Because if somebody is there to have closure with, oftentimes does it really work? If you still haven't gotten closure, probably not. But it's definitely worth a try to reach out to that person and to have a deep conversation that's not angry or mean-spirited and to have closure, you know, and to be able to, you know, forgive the situation, to be able to accept the situation, to begin to see the value in it somehow. The unified value, to get the lessons that are learned, to incorporate those and to forgive the situation and move on. I mean, if you're a really deep person and you're really on the ball consciously, you unconditionally love them and you hope and pray that the rest of their life turns out better for them and you actually care about them to do well. The more we unconditionally love ourselves, the more we unconditionally love other people. And that closure can be very awesome, very powerful. Because when we've gone through relationships that are really traumatic and we're able to be friends and actually, you know, be compassionate, it really goes a long way to empowering us in our day-to-day life. But oftentimes, the closure isn't going to happen, perhaps. You know, perhaps the person is unhealthy, mentally unhealthy. That's they're unable to have that. Their anger and their madness and their anger and their rage is not going to allow it. Perhaps they're out of your life or you don't even know how to connect with them, or perhaps they've died. And in these situations, you know, you're looking for closure outside of yourself. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen because you can't have closure outside of yourself when you can't talk to the other person. I mean, you know, come on. That's just like, you know, rule 101, right? So what do we do in the situation where we're looking for closure? We're looking for answers. We've stayed in limbo. We have this fear. We want these answers. How do we do that when somebody no longer is around? We can't find them. Or somebody is mentally unhealthy and they do not want to have closure. They do not want to connect. Their anger and their rage has gotten out of control. Maybe there's abuse and stuff like that as well. Or they passed and they've left this plane of existence. So what do we do? Well, the first thing that you want to do is you got to look at the situation for what it is, and you've got to accept the situation. There's going to be situations in our lives that we're not that happy with. Things that we wish we could have done better. Things we wish we would have done differently. Okay? Things we wish we would have never done. And it's powerful because we've got to accept it. And acceptance is key to overcoming the waiting game on closure. I accept the fact of what happened. I see the situation. You know, journaling is a positive thing from this. To journal out one's feelings, to get emotions on paper, and to read that later on and to understand how you feel and where you're at is very powerful. Very powerful. That's why people talk about writing a book is very cathartic. Same thing. Same thing. The next thing you want to do is to see the value, no matter how painful the relationship was, to see the value in what you learned from being in it. Even though some of the relationships could be very painful, very sad, very this, very that, to really take away those labels for just a moment. And I think taking away labels of sadness, anger, resentment, all that stuff is a very good thing. And just seeing it for what it is and finding the nuggets of value in what you learn. Now, you could have learned, you know, okay, I learned that I was mistreating myself and I didn't love myself. And that's how I got into this relationship. And I allowed this to happen, I allowed this abuse to happen, or I allowed this stuff to, whatever it is, but I see what I'm learning from it, okay? It could be something very different. But what I was trying to show there is no matter how defined bad it was, right, in our definition of bad and good, we still learn something. And, you know, whether that's with a parent or an ex-husband or an ex-wife or a friend or an ex-friend, whatever that was, to really just see, what did you learn? And we don't learn anything, though. We can learn something, but we don't really learn it. We don't really learn it until we do what? It's like kids in school. They learn something, they memorize it, but then they have to put it into action. Action. So we got to learn the lesson, and then we got to incorporate what we learn into our life. And that's how we overcome the baggage idea, right? We overcome baggage. Because what we've done is we've looked in our baggage, we've opened it up, we've itemized everything, we've recycled some stuff, we've thrown stuff out, you know, some stuff is just poof, it's gone, and we incorporate what we learn because it takes two to tango in every relationship. Yes, could one person be more than the other in a negative way? Sure, but it does take two to tango, and so if we learn what we need to learn, and we incorporate what we learn into our day-to-day life, and we use that daily to understand our situation and to understand where we stand and to show more value to ourselves and to show more value to other people, we learn and we grow from that. And ultimately, the last thing that you want to do to have closure is that you have to forgive the situation, you have to forgive the other person, and then you have to forgive yourself. Yes, you have to forgive yourself. We have to forgive ourselves from being in the situation because otherwise we're going to beat ourselves up over it over and over again, and we have to let it go. You're not going to learn anything from a situation that you beat yourself up for and never allow yourself the ability to basically be forgiven. Okay. Oftentimes we'll forgive somebody else, but we won't forgive ourselves, and we forget about it, quite honestly. And so spending time to actually think about that, to meditate that, and to cut those strings of that relationship mentally within your mind, cutting those real physical strings mentally in your mind, and accepting what you learn, incorporating that, and forgiving yourself. I hope this show has helped you to get those answers you need in your life and live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Will be back in, you know it, I'll be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.